Yo, everyone! Hold up, like, oh, fuck. Okay, who's doing it? You or me? You or me?
I was supposed to start with the story. God damn it, Roach. You're such a fucking bitch, man. All right,
then go, Danny.
Man, I don't even want to tell my story anymore.
Man, you know what? Fuck it. This podcast canceled, guys. No. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
All right, fuck me then.
So I turned on my Vita for the first time in like a very long time. And turns out I haven't missed out on much.
Nope. You really haven't.
Not at all.
There's been like only two games that I've actually played on there. And there's Dragon's Crown that came out recently, which I've been wanting to check out, but you know, it's $40, man. I don't got that kind of money for games right now.
Well,
as I get the shit used and return it within 7 days.
Well, that's it for the Vita, guys.
That's it. Yay! Ooh, just like every other fucking month that comes out for Vita news.
I know, dude. Sony needs to do something about Vita. I know that they're going to do something in terms of the PS4. I mean, one of the rumors is that they're going to have the PlayStation 4 bundled with the Vita for only $100 more. No actual confirmation on that, but I actually think it's a good idea.
Sounds good. I mean, it'll probably boost up the hype for Vita, which will include new games.
It'll boost up the hype for the Vita. Or not so much the hype, but the sales for the Vita. Especially since one of the selling points for that bundle would be that the Vita streams PlayStation 4 games. Though obviously at a lower detail, it's still pretty cool the fact that you can use it like an NVIDIA Shield or a Wii U. What's the controller called? The tablet thing?
Tablet, I don't know. Let's just call it the Wii tablet.
Okay, we'll just call it the Wii U tablet.
The Wii U tablet. The Wii.
It offers some extra functionality, but other than that, I mean, I still don't think a lot of people are going to go, like, I think this bundle is good because I don't think a lot of people are going to go out and buy a standalone Vita for $250. I mean, that's still a little overpriced, and that's just the Wi-Fi model. So I think it would generate some sales for it. I think it would generate a little bit of use for it, but until they step up their game line, then I don't think, the Vita is going to get any improvement.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm hoping for some new games.
With that said, there's an update with Sony basically confirming that, 3.5 gigabytes of the PlayStation 4 RAM is reserved for the OS.
Holy shit.
A lot has come out, but it's supposed to be flexible memory, so it's, I don't know. Everybody's saying 512 megabytes. Some are saying 1 gigabyte. But developers are pretty much guaranteed 4.5 gigabytes for development, and a further 512 for flexibility. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Or I mean, I know how RAM works, and I know what RAM does to a system, especially one like the PlayStation 4 that's an x86 platform. But I don't know. I mean, it's just, they're basically saying you're only going to have 4.5 gigabytes available for games, which can not necessarily do a whole lot, but will affect performance to an extent, especially once you're getting to, I'm sorry, the proper term is it will bottleneck performance to an extent. If you're in the PC community, you know what that means. But if you're not, it basically means you're funneling a lot of performance through a really, really tight hole. And unfortunately, it just kind of, you fucking roach.
You said tight hole.
Oh man, I'm glad that this podcast has that explicit red tag in iTunes, because otherwise, you know, it's fuck.
I'll tell you what I can do with a tight hole.
Shut up. So
my fucking 3.5 gigs, motherfucker. 8 gigs.
So I mean, that's the rumor, you know. 4.5 gigs usable for games, not a whole lot. Quite frankly, a very high-end game right now on PC actually uses about the same. But good luck, you know.
We'll see what happens.
Another cool feature. You see, here's the thing, and I've been saying this since the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. With Xbox Live, yeah, you had to pay to play online, but by paying, you got higher density servers. And what that allowed us to do was to have things like dedicated servers on some games like Gears of War. And at the same time, it also allowed us a party chat system, which could allow us to speak and to unite as a party within playing a multiplayer game. that's been around for the 360 since 2005. A chat has been out for the 360 since 2005, but the party system, when did that begin, Roach? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
But it was introduced maybe around, what, 3 years into the console life, around there?
Around that time.
And it just basically allowed you and seven more friends to kind of get together in a vocal chat and just talk together while you guys play the same game or play different games. It didn't really matter. Somebody could be on Netflix but still be in that party chat. Another person could be playing a game and still be in that party chat. And that was something a lot of people didn't really recognize when you saw all those arguments online, where it was, yeah, but you don't have to pay for PSN. Well, okay, you didn't have to pay, but you literally got what you paid for. All you got was just enough functionality to be able to go and play online. You didn't get any extra features like the party chat. Well, now with the PlayStation 4, you're going to be getting that party chat. And I guess a friends list of 2,000 users, though I don't know how many people are actually going to fill that up.
Dude, that's going to be called PSN famous now instead of Facebook famous. Yo, bro, I'm PSN famous. I got 1,900.
Well, shit. Bad jokes aside.
I thought that was pretty smart of me.
I guess that's a thing. 2,000 friends on your PSN list if you care.
Remember us in the party chat, bro? Get the Warhog, man, with the laser and shit.
Yeah, the Goss.
Yeah, the Goss.
that game was fun,
dude,
man.
I got 16 kills.
That game was fun. Microsoft, man, Microsoft has been coming back into the news left and right. But this is a good thing. This is they're boosting the Xbox One GPU and finalizes the specs. And so if I could just find them here really quickly. I guess they're taking it from they're taking the base clock speed on the GPU from 800 megahertz to 853. It's not a big difference, but it's definitely a difference. And they have confirmed that the graphics driver is really 100% optimized for Xbox One hardware. So they call it the mono driver, and one mono, right?
I think that's one, what it is. I mean, Xbox One, one driver.
So it pretty much makes sense. They also actually just unboxed the Xbox One. What's the name? Major Nelson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Major Nelson came out on a video and unboxed the Xbox One, and it turns out that they're including a microphone, a headset rather, with the entire console on top of your Kinect.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, Gamescom is right around the corner, and, you know, I actually heard something funny. Not really funny, but Microsoft is thinking of redoing their entire Xbox One unveiling.
What?
You didn't hear about that? Yeah. They're thinking of restarting everything and just doing it all over again because of all the bad press, all the stupid PR bullshit that's been going on. It's been all over the place, and it's pissed a lot of people off. Personally, I've been with Microsoft since Windows 2000, Windows XP. I've already been dealing with Microsoft for quite some time, as probably the majority of you have too. And so for them to like kind of backtrack and then kind of change a little bit, I'm already used to that. They've done it with the Xbox. They've done it with the Xbox 360. I'm already used to that. But you see, what you see online on the internet, it's just the PlayStation 4 and the Sony fanboys that are out there just, oh, they're just, you know, pussies. They're like, you know, just not, no, they're just spineless. No, I think it's a good company move. It's good for business. Sure, all it is to kind of like put more money into their own wallets. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're getting what we want as gamers. They're getting what they want as a company, you know, and everybody wins. Yeah.
Drink Sam and Coke.
Fuck you. I gave you a water already.
And a verb.
Yeah. And so everybody wins. Let's see. Also, finally, more Microsoft news and Xbox One news. Indie games, indie developers will be able to self-publish games on Xbox One.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, not all of these features will be available at launch. Such as the ability to use a console as a dev kit, but the goal is to make the process have as low of a barrier to entry as possible for indies, and that's actually pretty cool. However, I feel like, and the same thing goes for the PlayStation 4, I feel like we're going to be getting a lot of shitty content. Like how when you go onto the iPhone App Store and you see all the like these stupid little
retarded games,
yeah, that are self-published. I feel like we're gonna be seeing a lot of that.
Probably.
I mean, some of that stuff is okay, But some of that stuff is also, like, just useless and dumb. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Like, we'll have to wait and see what games come out. But probably a lot of the majority are going to probably be little titles that no one really cares about.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of people are going to care about them for sure. But, yeah, you know. But huh?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to check up on that when it actually happens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not a developer. Roach, you're not a developer. So I don't know in terms of the work that gets put into, you know, making a game. I know it's a lot. And I know that it's definitely something to respect for sure. You know, no big deal, you know, but it's just, I don't know. But unfortunately, this whole thing here with indie devs kind of led to an argument over Twitter against Phil Fish and a guy by the name of, I believe his name is, what was his name? Marcus Beer. Beer. and they argued all over on Twitter, and basically it ended up being Phil Fish canceled Fez 2. Now, Phil Fish, obviously, he's a guy who's kind of outspoken. Some people look at him as kind of a dick. I don't really see him as kind of a dick. I see him as an artist. Like, really, I guess I see him as kind of like, in the words of I guess it would be Steve Jobs, the square in the circle peg, I think that's what he said, or something like that. But you get the idea, because this industry, this game industry, is kind of just overrun by corporations and business and people who expect you to keep your mouth shut, people who expect you to make content, get money and be happy. And generally, yeah, that's, you know, not a bad idea to get money. But Phil Fish is one of the very few who kind of really just express how they feel, expresses how he feels through his words. And I don't know. I mean, I hope Fez 2 isn't canceled, because Fez 1 was really good. But I don't know. What about you?
I never played Fez.
You never played
Fez? He showed it to me and it looked fun, but I mean, it just kind of sucks that the actual developer was like put down by that. Not just that one guy, but like what he's saying right there, like a lot of abuse apparently.
Yeah. But it's to be expected. Yeah. You know, the thing is that let's see.
Didn't Cliff B talk to him, you said?
Yeah, Cliffy B talked to him, but I don't have the letter up. Basically, Cliff Bleszinski, guy who pretty much started Epic Games and developed the Unreal Engine, and on top of that, games like Gears of War, pretty much came out and hit him up, gave him a letter, or rather wrote him a letter telling him, you know, a lot of people, journalists in particular, just kind of like to push buttons to make news, you know, make headlines and get hits on the site. And people, that's to be expected from journalists and from people of that, you know, kind of industry. But ultimately, he just told Phil that really, at the end of the day, it just comes down to the fan base and giving them a product that they deserve, you know. So still, other than that, nothing has come out of Phil Fish that I've actually seen. But other than that, if somehow this podcast makes it to the ears of Phil Fish, then I just hope that you don't cancel Fez 2, because that's actually a game that I personally am excited for, or rather was, assuming you haven't canceled it. But wish you the best. All right. Roach, you are very quiet.
I am?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
I don't care. It's been a long day for me, too.
Whatever. I've been trying to say something every now and then, you know.
Say it.
It.
Oh. Fuck you, man. So, did you hear about this?
The new Batman, Superman?
Yeah, the Superman versus Batman movie.
And then, yeah.
And the whole casting rumors.
About the Batman being some middle-aged guy.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. It'd probably like start things better. I mean, I hope, you know, the whole origins thing, it'll put that aside. That's a good reason not to do the whole origin story all over again. Rather have him already as Batman established.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like Superman goes into Gotham.
Yeah, because that was one of my concerns with, you know, the whole Justice League film was the reintroduction of a Batman because of Christian Bale not wanting to do it again. And yeah, it's understandable, you know, Christian Bale, you know, he has a right too, you know? Yeah. And so I think it would be very interesting to see, a Batman in his 40s or middle-aged Batman.
And he's already Batman.
And not only that, but he's taking on Superman.
That should be crazy.
You know, like, interesting.
Isn't he weird? And I say that because how the action was in Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking epic, like so disastrous.
Yeah, it was like watching one long episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. I don't know how,
with
like,
no power-ups.
I don't know how fucking Batman would be able to put up against something like that disastrous.
A Batman in his 40s, no less.
Yeah, I mean, and he doesn't even know Superman. I mean, I'm assuming he wouldn't know Superman, so I'm assuming he wouldn't know his weakness is kryptonite.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he doesn't even know what kryptonite is. He doesn't even know about Krypton. So I was like, okay, how are you going to put up Batman and Superman when, yeah, Batman's the shit, and he knows, like, how to get everybody, like, fucked over.
Yeah.
But with someone as powerful as Superman, first time meeting him, like, what, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, unless it's just argument fighting. I'm a good hero. No, I'm a good hero.
That would be kind of sad, though, man.
It would. I hope there's an actual bad guy. Like, yeah. It's not just about them two fighting, because that would make kind of no sense.
Yeah. Well, there's actually rumors from all over the place. We actually posted up on the page a list of actors who are possibles. That was from Machinima, but here we have an IGN page open right now with their five rumored actors being Josh Duhamel. I can't pronounce that. Jude Law, Gerard Butler, Josh Brolin, John Hamm, Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Jim Caviezel. I guess that's more than five, but these are just rumors of guys who are willing to play it. Over on the Machinima side, we had Ryan Gosling, also Josh Brolin. So Josh Brolin looks like he's a common one. Yeah.
Jude Law would be cool.
Jude Law?
I like him.
I don't know.
Fuck it, make Batman Django. Should be crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, Cracker. To Superman.
I think they might use him for Batwing when that comes out.
Hey, that'd be dope. He's already Electro.
Yeah, he is.
And he looks funny. What's his name? Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yeah, Jamie Foxx was good in Django.
He was amazing. Yeah, that was an amazing movie.
That was a very good movie. If you guys haven't seen Django,
watch it now.
Yeah, you are really missing out. But then again, almost anything Quentin Tarantino is a really good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, even his bad ones, like From Dusk to Dawn.
Yeah, those movies were amazing.
It was all right.
The first one was good. That was the only one he did.
Yeah, that was the only one he did. And it was awesome. It just depends on your personal taste. But I feel like in terms of just being a good quote-unquote film, yeah, it was entertaining. That's for sure.
It was very entertaining.
I don't think it was a good film in the sense of like Avatar or Life of Pi was, you know, like not something you want to take your kids and expect them to learn a lesson out of, you know.
They're going
to
learn how to play guitar with the human body. That's what they'll
learn. And they'll think every stripper is a vampire.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it for movie news. Oh, no, wait a minute. I think we already covered this, but last episode, Roach said something about wanting an Ultron movie in Marvel. Yes, I did.
And guess what, guys? There's going to be an Ultron movie, just like I called it.
But it's not particularly for Guardians of Galaxy, right?
Nope. It's Avengers 2.
Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Obviously, some of you guys have probably already actually heard of that. If you kept up with Comic-Con news, you definitely already heard of that. But it's very interesting because Ultron is what?
He's an android created by Hank Pym that could take... He could basically control any kind of technology.
But who's Hank?
Hank Pym is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. The guy who Vin Diesel is rumored to be playing as the Marvel.
Which is going to be weird, because I don't imagine a huge-ass, buff-ass motherfucking Ant-Man. Or a little tiny Vin Diesel, buff-ass little midget, controlling ants.
You know, when I saw Ant-Man, when I read anything that had to do with Ant-Man in the comics, I pictured a scrawny guy with a squeaky voice.
And blonde hair.
And blonde hair. And here we're getting Vin Diesel, a big buff man with the deepest voice in the world. Like,
and bald.
And bald. and like darker than most Latino people.
Yeah, true.
So how is that going to work, I wonder? Like a lot of makeup and a wig? Is he going to have to like lose some of that muscle mass? I mean, he's 45. He's not going to want to do that.
Hell no, not even for a movie.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be weird.
Hopefully
it's just a rumor.
Yeah. Vin Diesel doing Ant-Man is just a rumor. What's not a rumor is Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. And it's very interesting because Ultron is somebody created by Ant-Man, which I believe has something to do with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ant-Man, no.
No, no, no. Ultron.
Ultron?
Yeah.
No. That's Thanos.
That's Thanos. Okay. Thanos has something to do with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Damn it. Well, Thanos is supposed to come out, supposedly in both. Avengers 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Man.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, Spider-Man over there is trying to get the Sinister Six in one movie. Did I say Sinister or did I say Sinister?
Sinister.
Okay, so I got it right.
That's going to be hard.
I feel like it's going to be a little overwhelming.
Yep.
Especially bringing back the Green Goblin because, well, quite frankly...
We've already seen him.
Yeah.
But Rhino should be interesting.
Rhino's going to be interesting.
Rhino's going to be dope.
I mean, he was in the video game based on The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vulture's the new rumor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Vulture.
All we know is that Electro's for sure.
Yeah, we already saw his release.
We already
trailer.
Saw his whole, yeah, basically, which actually that. Looks pretty cool.
He does. It's going to be him, Rhino, Vulture, and Green Goblin. Vulture's a rumor. Okay. Rhino and Green Goblin have been established.
And really?
Yeah.
Goblin's been established?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what
fuck.
I heard last.
Oh, fuck. Where'd you hear from?
Internet.
Oh, fuck. We've got the internet.
Yep, and it's supposed to be the embryonic version of the Sinister Six, so maybe it'll be stick to four. Hopefully it sticks to four, because six seems like it's going to be one big-ass fight with just Spider-Man being the good guy.
I don't know, man. I think they're going to have to, you know, there's still, after Spider-Man 2, there's still two more Spider-Man movies that have already been copyrighted and confirmed.
I pray to God that it's Venom and Carnage.
So what I pray to God is that they take the Sinister Six. The Sinister Six. God damn it. Say that like fast.
Sinister Six, Sinister Six, Sinister Six, Sinister Six, Sinister Six.
You fucked up like entire time. So what I wish is that they'll take the Sinister Six and they'll prolong it throughout the next three movies, because last thing we need is another Spider-Man 3 fuck up.
Yeah, true.
Did you hear, what's his name? The guy who plays Spider-Man, I forgot.
Tobey Maguire?
No, not Tobey Maguire. The new Spider-Man.
The new Spider-Man, Andrew...
Garfield?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Did you hear what he tried pitching to the producers for The Amazing Spider-Man?
No, what?
He tried pitching a gay Peter Parker for Mary Jane. Like, Mary Jane would be a guy, and Peter Parker would fall in love with the guy.
What the hell? Is he gay?
I don't know if he's actually gay. No, I think he's dating, what's her name? The girl who played Gwen Stacy. I forgot
Emma
her name.
Stone.
Emma Stone. I think they're actually dating in real life. But that was just an idea of what he pitched. Like, he thought, why does Spider-Man Peter Parker have to be straight and you know, love Mary Jane after Gwen Stacy? And, well, they rejected it, like, almost instantly.
I'm pretty sure they did. I guess it's cool that he's going for the whole gay thing, the whole gay rights thing, but... I mean, for Spider-Man, I see it working for Green Lantern since they didn't make him gay.
They didn't make Green Lantern particularly... fuck, I forgot
Hal
his
Jordan?
Name too. Yes, Hal Jordan gay. They made another one gay.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, I never read those comics, but...
That was just Earth 2.
Earth 2?
Yeah, oh. It's actually still relatively in its beginning phases, assuming that they haven't closed it out. But I don't know. I haven't kept up with comics in at least 5 or 6 months now.
I actually got a comic 2 days ago.
Really?
Yep.
What'd you get?
Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, okay, like 2 days ago. But that book came out like what?
A while ago.
4 months ago?
I finally got it, though, and it was really good.
Yeah, well.
It was pretty badass.
You read it all?
Yeah, I read it all.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, man.
It was amazing.
But you're a Deadpool fan.
I'm
you know?
A Deadpool fan. I'm getting excited.
I'm not a Deadpool fan. Like, I don't hate him. I just don't call myself a fan because I don't like him.
I'm going to get Deadpool tatted on me.
Well.
I'm going to get him right here.
You'll probably regret it when you're 50.
I won't.
How about we go back to gaming news? Because I got nothing else for movie news.
Godzilla. I got that for movies. Oh.
Okay, well then
pull out my trump card.
Pitch it, brother.
So Godzilla's coming out in 2014, I hope, 14?
I don't know. And don't look at me.
Pretty sure it's 2014. If not, it's 2015. But it's coming out. And it's supposed to be really good. And they leaked the trailer. Sadly, I wasn't early enough to actually watch it because they already closed it down like everywhere I go. But I heard it like they got the design for Godzilla like on point. It's a lot better than Godzilla 2000. And it's more into the actual like the original Godzillas. But modern technology looking like really fucking good.
So not like a Megazord kind of looking like big suit ruining a plastic city?
He's not going to be a huge dinosaur. He's going to be a fucking monster who can shoot nuclear blasts.
Really?
Yep.
Nuclear. You know, I actually caught, I guess, one of those leaked images, and I saw the size of the tail alone.
It's bigger than like helicopters.
Like, seeing like there was like, I think, I don't know, I don't remember because I'm kind of painting the picture with my head here, but there was about 15 helicopters going after that tail, and those helicopters were smaller than like than the scales on Godzilla's tail alone, and that just that size alone, you know, of like that scale just kind of makes me want to go and watch
it. It wasn't even his whole tail, it was like the tip of the
tail. Yeah, and it wasn't the whole, the entire tail, it was just literally like
a tip.
Yeah, like Roach says, the tip. It was just crazy.
I don't know. It's going to be good. I saw the face, too. The face looks good.
Is it like Agumon face?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Agumon-ish.
Okay, because that's why I liked 2000, because, you know, they changed up his design, so he didn't look like a hybrid of a turtle and the Green Ranger's Megazord, you know? So he didn't look like that kind of hybrid. So that kind of makes me happy. He kind of looked like an Agumon, but like times a million and two,
and green
and green and dark green, dark green, you know. And so that was always interesting to me. Yeah. And I always liked that design better than the older classic ones. It's not to say the older classic designs are bad, it's just I personally just like the 2000 design better. And if they kind of use that design to influence the reboot, then I'm all down for it.
It's gonna be really good.
What about RoboCop?
RoboCop's getting a reboot. Spawn's getting a reboot.
Terminator's getting a reboot. Those and are getting reboots. Arnie's supposed to be in that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hope he's not CGI like the last one.
I know, dude.
That shit was ridiculous. Have you seen that?
I didn't want to see that.
It was like Arnold came out at the end. He was all CGI'd. He's like, I am here to kill you. I was like, really?
I didn't want to see that because I heard about that, you know, before the movie actually came out in theaters. I'm like, what?
I'm just glad it was like for like 5 seconds.
You know what? I'll just catch Arnie in The Expendables 3.
They're making a third?
Yep.
What?
And Sylvester Stallone does not want Bruce Willis to be in it.
Why not?
Because I guess Bruce Willis wants a lot of money. Mm. And for like 4 days of work. And Stallone was just like, I'm not going to give you like $1 million a day for 4 days of work. And so they're kind of getting into that little argument. And
that is ridiculous, though.
Hey, you know what? As long as Chuck Norris is in it.
Yeah, all good.
All good.
All good from there. And then one other dude, Terry Crew. Mm-hmm. I liked him, too. He was really good.
Yeah.
When he took out that shotgun in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So basically, I guess what we're getting at is as long as the whole cast is back, and this includes Jason Statham.
Statham. Oh, my God. He was amazing.
He was great. Fucking he's Christmas. He's always amazing. Love him. And I'm so glad that he's going to be in Fast and Furious 7.
Yes.
So as long as he's back, as long as Chuck Norris is back, even if Chuck Norris isn't in for the entire movie, just like a 30-second clip where he's just walking and shooting like a Kimbo freaking LMGs or something, we're good, right?
Everything's good.
Of course, Stallone needs to come back.
Terry Crew.
Jet Li.
Jet Li, hell yeah. Jet Li was a badass fighter.
And I'm good with that. Let's throw in a female.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, yes.
I see her in that.
If she's in it, that is probably going to be the first movie where I pre-order tickets for. Just for the fuck of it. Just because I can. I know it's not, I guess, what you would call a good film in the sense of, again, like a kind of movie that you get a lesson from. But you best believe it's damn well entertaining.
Hell yeah.
Shit. I went to go watch The Expendables 2 in the theaters, and I did not go watch, because this came out around the same time, I did not go watch The Dark Knight Rises in theaters. I much rather invest in The Expendables for the entertainment purposes.
I saw Dark Knight in theaters. I saw Expendables 2 on Netflix.
You know what? My big brother let me borrow Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. A lot of people are going to hate me for this. I did not like it.
Why not?
I was bored. There was, I understand, there was a lot of talking.
Yeah.
A lot of talking. And when I know it's a different movie, I know it's a different universe, but when I take that, this particular Batman film, and I compare it to others made by different directors and had, you know, different actors play, I found more entertainment out of the George Clooney Batman than I did out of the Christian Bale Batman.
I find more entertainment in Adam West.
Yes. Yes.
Adam West, he was amazing.
Adam West was amazing. He was great.
He was.
He was absolutely great. I love Adam West.
The one thing I did not like about Dark Knight Rises was how easily Bane was killed throughout that entire movie.
The one thing I did not like about Dark Knight Rises was Dark Knight Rises. I didn't like that movie. I didn't like that Bane was the villain. I didn't like that.
Why did you not like Bane?
Oh, shit. And then I didn't like the way he was designed with that voice either. God damn it.
Yeah, he was both sound Mexican.
Well, I mean, there's two origin stories for Bane. One is the Mexican wrestler. The other is the super intelligent scientist that he is, like the one they showed in The Dark Knight Rises.
If I was Bane, I'd be like, no, mom is Batman.
I think I would have gotten more entertainment if they would have used Arkham City Bane, big Mexican wrestler Bane, then if they would have used the smart, intelligent Bane that they used. And granted, again, I know it's two origin stories for Bane, but I don't know, like...
I wish they had the whole serum.
Yeah. Like, that's been cool. Yeah, that would have been cool. Like, just actually use that as a design element. But keep in mind, I mean, look at the entire, what's his name, Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Look at that entire Batman universe. Like, everything is tame. Everything is trying to be as close to humanly possible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a respectable thing, but leave that up to Marvel. You know what I'm saying? Because Marvel is the one that really gets that on the spot, really gets it on point, as some people would call it, in terms of making their characters actually relatable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at Spider-Man, you're like, dude, this kid's a kid. You know, like, I could be Spider-Man, you know, if that were to happen to me, you know. But you look at somebody like Bruce Wayne, yeah, they're trying to make him not, you know, super or anything like that. But, I mean, quite frankly, he's still a billionaire.
True.
You know, he still has all of that money. And, of course, he wouldn't be Bruce Wayne without all of that money. But it's just something that the majority of people cannot relate to. And I don't know. I mean, this is why I guess in a way I'll always like Marvel movies a little more than DC movies. But when it comes to the comic, I do like a lot of story development, which is why I'll go for a DC comic over a Marvel comic. Although that is beginning to change, and actually started changing around the point of when X-Force finished, the Uncanny X-Force, the newest one. When that finished, that actually kind of intrigued me a little bit. I really saw a change in Marvel. It could just be writers, though, in regards to the comic book. But I want to talk about video games now, Roach.
One more movie thing.
Oh, dear.
It has been announced.
What?
Well, I think it's been announced. Well, it's in the plans. An X-Force movie.
I heard about that. But here's my problem. It's not based on the Uncanny X-Force, but rather Cable's X-Force.
Colossus.
Yeah.
What's that? Domino.
It's still a movie I would go watch. It really is.
Hell yeah.
It's just I wish that there would be, you know, the X-Force that I started reading at, which was, you know, Wolverine, Deadpool, Psylocke, Phantom X, and Archangel, who later became, what was his name?
Angel.
Okay, Angel, who later became, you know, Archangel, I think.
Yeah.
Apocalypse, I think. No, I'm
I don't think it's Apocalypse.
No. He became like the guy who could destroy the entire fucking world, and
I forgot.
Galactus, guys, cut me some slack. It's been a while since I read the fucking comic book. It's been a little over 6 months since I finished it. You know, so. No, I'm sorry. A little over 5 months since I finished it, and right now my mind's been all over the place. So, with that said,
one more. No, I'm playing. Go on.
Pokemon. Hing. Pokemon today. Today is Friday the 9th. You're probably not going to listen to this until Sunday when I upload it. Pokemon came out with a new trailer today. Something that the classic fanboy in me hates the fuck out of, but the person who loves change in me, loves the fuck out of, and that's the Mega Evolutions.
The hell is that?
Yep. Mega Evolutions. They're taking a page out of Digimon's book for this. And basically what's happening is certain Pokemon are going to get an evolution, a Mega Evolution is what they're calling it. And basically, I don't know how it works. It's going to add a new mechanic to the fight, the battle system. And what happens is, I guess once they collect a certain amount of something, or no confirmation of this, but I feel like it's going to be once they collect a certain amount of something, or once their hit points reach a certain level, or perhaps a combination of attacks, whatever the case may be, for that match only, for that period of time, that Pokemon is going to be able to evolve to a higher form. Which is what we saw in that leaked picture a while ago, Mewtwo's second little form.
Oh, is Awakened Mode? Whatever.
That's called his Mega Evolution.
Really?
And it's only available during battle.
What?
Lucario's like, getting one.
I'm kind of interested in the designs.
Lucario, Mewtwo's, okay, prior to it being called a Mega Evolution and finding out that it only happens in battle, Mewtwo's little evolution actually looked good. But now that I found out that it's only after, like, I guess you can call it a Super Saiyan mode, right? But I guess only after he achieves that, that's when he turns to that. That kind of turned me off a little bit. Lucario's getting one, and check this out, Blaziken's getting one.
That's gonna be dope.
It actually doesn't look as good as you'd expect, man. I'm just letting you know right now. Yeah, they already showed it. I could show you after we get done recording. I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to add a new mechanic to the battle system for sure, because like I said, that's an evolution that's only available during the battle. And I don't know, man. See, this is why I say they're taking a page out of Digimon's book. Because, you know, there was only certain Digimon that got that, what was it called? Warp Digivolve. And, for example, Greymon Warp Digivolve 2, Metal Greymon type thing.
Oh, okay.
Was it Metal or was it Meta?
Metal.
Metal, right? Metal
Greymon, yeah.
And the same thing happened to Garurumon, right? But Metal no Garurumon. One else had one?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, not that I remember either.
No,
but
yeah, yeah.
Who?
That one kid. He had that angel. Seraphimon.
Oh, you're right.
And then there was that other, the Gatomon had the other one that was like a dragon.
Yeah, but you know what? What I noticed is that they're all related. I mean, not Matt, who was Garurumon guy, but for example, well, actually, yeah, Matt's little brother was TK, and what was his name? Agumon. Tai. Tai's little sister was, I think her name is Kari, the little girl, mm-hmm. with Gatomon.
Yeah.
But basically, not everybody's getting a Mega Evolution. Only some are, and it's going to add a whole new mechanic to the battle system, a whole new, I guess, way to train. Because I don't know how this is going to affect stats. I don't know how it's going to affect those people who Eevee or Ivy train their Pokemon. So
I'm going to be scared during the Elite Four, imagine.
I know.
Like, oh, I almost got him. Mega Evolve. Oh, hell no. Nah. Fuck this. I'm out.
Because you know what? Imagine. Because here's why I say the classic fanboy of me gets pissed off. Because my entire life, I've grown up to believe that, you know, Blaziken was the last Torchic evolution. Or that Mewtwo was a Mewtwo. Clone and couldn't evolve. Or that Lucario... was done
legendary.
At Lucario. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And yet here they are, you know, for this next upcoming X and Y, and they're basically taking everything that I grew up and believed, and they're just kind of changing it.
It's like changing Christianity. Super Jesus was real.
See, that's why you're coughing.
I'm going to hell.
Yeah, you're going to hell. But I don't know. I mean, what do you feel, man? I'm not going to ask you what you think because, quite frankly, I don't know what I think, but I know what I feel. And so what do you feel?
A little excited, a little not excited. I'm excited just to see the design, but I don't like the actual mechanic of Mega evolving. It's just adding too much generic shit, I guess you can say. Like, everybody's already done it, and you're going to put it into Pokemon? Something that would... I'd be more excited just getting a new Pokemon and getting new evolutions rather than getting old Pokemon and giving them, like, a super mode.
Yeah, I know. I think that's exactly my same problem, too. It's just the fact that I just can't get used to the idea of now there's another evolution.
It's just the fact it's a super mode. It's like, you don't need super mode in Pokemon. They're super enough.
They really are. Yeah. Especially when you Eevee or Ivy train.
I can't do that.
I never learned either. It's a complicated process.
Eevee did that and he got a Black Charizard. I thought it was just, you'd find them.
Eevee training, I don't think Eevee training gets you a Black Charizard.
He did it. He told me the exact entire way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Edwin. You know, lives right there.
Who?
My homie that lives right down the street.
Oh, okay.
That guy. Edwin, if you're listening, tell him.
Yeah, let me know because, shit, if I could capture a shinier, in this case, a Dark Charizard, that would be cool. I mean, I have the Pokemon card. The Dark Team Rocket's Charizard is what it's called. Oh. but I don't know. I mean, fucking Pokemon, dude.
Fucking Mega Evolutions.
That's kind of turning me off, man.
Yeah, I'm going to still get it.
Yeah, I'm going to still get it, too.
I mean, you can walk diagonally now.
I'm going to still get it, too. It just concerns me. It's just, how is it going to work? Wait a minute. Blaziken has another evolution? Type of thing. And what about Mewtwo, who's a clone of Mew? I mean, if anything, Mew should be the one that should be getting that evolution.
And it's just, you know? It's like all this history in Pokemon, and we're just finding
out. I know, seriously, all this history, and
it's like, what's Ash gonna do in the anime when he sees it? This is real? I've been living with Pokemon all my fucking life, and you're telling me they could do this?
Pikachu.
Raichu?
What would it be?
We probably have to get him to Raichu, considering...
He would have to evolve him to Raichu. Unless, if because it's Ash's Pikachu, it's like he wouldn't need Ashu. Raichu.
It's like a special him only can do awakened mode. Gets like a 30-year shit like that.
I don't know, man.
It's going to be interesting, but not... Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Nah, I can't think of anything else. That's about it.
Yeah, same here.
Fresh out too.
At least for this week. I mean, I know that there's a lot of stuff right now. Basically, we're doing news that came out a week ago, and I think that what's gonna end up happening in the future at some point. I'm not sure yet, so don't quote me on this. But I think I'm thinking of making this podcast a weekly podcast because summer's almost over. Mm-hmm. Fall's coming up, mm-hmm. and we know that fall is like the season of games, and everything's gonna come out this fall. I mean, the only game I'm looking forward to in the next 2 months is Disney Infinity that comes out this month, and I guess October is gonna be GTA. I'm sorry, that's September. September's GTA.
October's Pokemon.
October's Pokemon. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay. That's
pretty much it. Yeah. And remember, you guys, if you still want a chance to win that video game, I'm still kind of wrinkling out all the. I'm ironing out all the wrinkles. that's the phrase. But there's going to be a chance to win a free game of your choice. You just right now, all you have to do is fuck it. I'll make it easy, you guys. On you guys, if you want to win that game up to a $60 value. Of your choice, then just share the podcast, man. Drive some traffic, you know, and then I'll just randomly select you guys from the number of people who have shared it.
Do it, guys.
I mean, it's not that hard. It's just go on and you share a freaking link.
That's all I gotta do, man.
That's all you gotta do. And that alone, I'll just put you in a random drawing to win a game. When do you say, Roach? September?
October.
How about this? December. Because that Christmas. Way... Yeah, because that way, if you get one of the new consoles, you can, I guess, have a free game for that. If you don't get one of the free game, the free consoles, you can, and you play on PC, then I'll just personally Steam gift you a game, or something like that, up to $60, and obviously, excluding taxes and or shipping. So I'll go ahead and just pay for that extra too. But just, you know, a game up to $60 or $59.99, whatever, wherever you live, just share it, and I'll randomly pick you.
Do it, guys.
In December. With that said, fucking Roach, why do you always do that?
Wake me up in December.
What?
Oh, wait, that's wake me up when September ends. Oh. Wake me up when December ends.
Roach, I've had enough of your bad jokes for a day.
It's been an off day.
It's been an odd day.
I'm usually funnier, but whatever.
Your jokes usually make sense. That's what it is.
Not today.
Not today. Sand is
gibbering shit.
Yeah. All right.
Teehee.
All right. So like us on Facebook. Share the link that we're going to go ahead and post up. So here's how it's going to go, just to kind of repeat myself. I'm going to put up the podcast.
Check.
Once I put that podcast up, you guys share that link. I'll go ahead and post that link with the podcast episode. And you just share that. Just share that, you know? I mean, because most of you guys who listen to us are probably our homies, or at least you're one of Roach's homies, you're one of my homies, you're one of Vieta's homies, which, by the way, guys, Vieta's not going to be back until September. He's just doing a little thing right now, taking care of something, but he will be back. But regardless, you're probably one of our friends, but just give us a share, give us a like, and you'll randomly be put, I'm sorry, you'll be put in for a drawing in December, a random drawing for your chance to win a $60 game, and all you got to do is just share. All right?
All right, guys.
All right.
We're out.